From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Syrian Democratic Forces have seized full control of the Islamic State stronghold of Manbij near the Turkish border. The SDF said its forces were sweeping the city to make sure all Islamic State militants had fled. The U.S.-backed forces had also freed more than 2,000 civilian hostages, whom ISIS had been using as human shields. U.S. and coalition officials have long seen Manbij as a key hub for the Islamic State militants. The foreign ministers of Turkey and Iran have pledged greater cooperation on resolving the Syria crisis despite their differences on the issue. A chief international advisor to Turkey's president says despite their differences with Tehran, Turkey is taking a pragmatic approach.
We don't have serious problems between Iran and Turkey. We have various cooperative areas in the region. We only have different foreign policy approaches in the region. That's why from time to time we stand in the different sides. But these are not serious problems will affect Turkish-Iranian relations.
During the foreign minister's meeting in Ankara, they also agreed to deepening economic cooperation, particularly in the field of energy. The United Nations Security Council has authorized the deployment of an additional 4,000 troops to South Sudan. South Sudan's government has said it would accept the new troops, but has voiced opposition to the troops being under UN command. The troops will be sent to South Sudan's capital, Juba, hard hit by heavy fighting in the last month in which hundreds of people have died. And Pakistani officials say the crew members of the Pakistani helicopter that crash-landed in Afghanistan early this month have been released by their captors and the crew has returned home safely.